welcome in everyone here to another week of Leash on Life here on KJN as we find out what's going on at the Atlantic Animal Shelter at 309 Sunnyside Lane in Atlantic. And Andrea Ferrier with us as always to talk about what's going on at the shelter. Welcome in, Andrea.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here.
All right. And well, we need folks to get down to the shelter because we've got getting a pretty full slate here right now. A lot of options for folks.
That's right. There were some weeks this winter we thought, well, we have barely anything to talk about. And now things are picking up. So come on, people, come adopt some animals. We actually have three dogs that are available for adoption right now at the shelter. And I like to think of these as everything on the spectrum as far as energy goes. The first one, Rhea, she's a female and she's a terrier mix. Terriers have a lot of energy. She's mid-sized, light brown in color, super sweet, but she's a young dog. She's got a lot of energy. She would be a great farm dog or a jogging companion. So if you've been thinking about doing a 5K or something, want to do some training, Rhea would be your exuberant companion for that. We also have Lily, a female also. She's about a year old, another young dog. She's kind of a lab boxer mix. Beautiful brown and kind of brindled color. She has lots of energy also and loves attention, but she'd really prefer to go to a home with no other animals. So this is your steadfast sidekick that really only wants to run with you and nobody else. And then we have Bo, and Bo doesn't want to run at all. Ever. Bo is a Basset Hound mix. He's about 2 or 3 years old. I'm not sure if he's capable of running. He's got the tiniest, shortest little legs, but he's adorable. And he is so sweet. He's a little bashful, kind of shy to begin with, but don't let that fool you. It's not that he's not sweet. He just, really wants to take the time to get to know somebody. So, come on, guys. Any level of energy that you want in a dog, you can get it from Rhea, Lily, or Bo. So if you're looking for an adoptable dog, one of these guys surely is a good fit for you.
All right. So some good ends of the spectrum there on either way you want to go in the dog department. So some good options there. And we also do have, of course, we always like to mention, too, there's a couple of dogs also that are there that are being held until a possibility of adoption still.
Yeah, we like to hold the animals for 7 days when we first get them in hopes of reuniting them with their owners. So we have a dog that we're calling Ryder. He's a male and he's a yellow lab mix. He's maybe 6 to 8 months old, not quite full grown, but beautiful long-haired yellow lab mix. He's a real sweetie pie and we'd sure love to get him reunited with his owner. He was found wandering. And then we also have the dog we're calling Raider because we don't know his name. And he's also a young boy, maybe a year old, maybe younger than that. He's a black lab mix with white on his chest, and he was found dragging a black leash. So something tells me there's more to that story. So I'm really hoping someone, accidentally, they were out for a jog, like we said, with their dog, and the dog just kind of got ahead of them. So I'm really hoping this is your dog, and you will come and claim him, and he can go back home where he belongs.
All right. Well, if you've been a dog owner before, I'm sure you've been down that road before where the leash slips out of the hand, or maybe they got out the door before you could get them on the leash to tie up outside. It just things happen sometimes, but we hope that those folks can get reunited if that's the case.
Absolutely.
All right, and we also have some cats that are currently up for adoption as well.
Still got Tebow. Tebow's still hanging out. He's super cool. I mean, he's to the point now where he's helping with the paperwork on the desk. So, I mean, he's getting used to the shelter, but we'd really love to find him a home. If you haven't heard about Tebow before, he's a long-haired, neutered male, middle-aged, kind of 8 years old, old enough to be very calm and comfortable, but young enough to still have a lot of life left. And he's just cool. I'd really like Tebow to find a home. And we also have some other, if you're looking for very, very calm cats, we also have two seniors that came in together. Unfortunately, they couldn't be kept anymore. They're both females and they're both spayed. So this is it only costs $10 to adopt a cat to begin with, but usually you have to add the expense of getting them neutered or spayed. But Fresca, Cece, and Tebow, they're all fixed. So, I mean, that's a significant amount of savings. So, but Fresca is a tabby, short-haired. She's about 15 years old. Cece is a black and white short hair, also about 15 years old. They came in together. It'd be great if they could go out together. Senior cats, they're just usually a lot more mellow than younger ones. Mm-hmm. So this would be a really good option, maybe for an older person or a single person or a busy person who doesn't have a lot of time to devote to playing with a young cat. But these guys would just hang out in windowsills and be happy. So love to find homes for them. And we also have Tucker. And Tucker is, he just makes me laugh when I look look at him. He's a young guy. He's long and lean, pretty streak. He's big eyes. He's got this distinctive looking face. He's orange tiger striped, about a year old. He's really, really loving. He loves attention. And he's just got this memorable face. He has little tufts on the ends of both of his ears. So he's all dignified except for these cute little tufts on the ends of his ears. So anyway, I think Tucker would make a really good companion for someone also. He's a young guy and just really looking for a forever home.
All right. And I know we've mentioned this before, but, unfortunately, it is spring, but the weather has not warmed up. So there's some good lap warmer options still out there for you to fight off the rest of this cold front.
That's a great point. If you're really feeling like, oh, I'm so cold, this can help. These cats, they can help. I love that. Good point.
So we got some good options there on both fronts. And you already alluded to this, but the cost for adoption at the shelter is, next to nothing compared to what it would spend maybe going out somewhere else and looking for a pet. You mentioned just $10 for a cat, $25 for a dog, and then, of course, you do have to get that spaying or neutering taken care of, if not already done so, on those animals. So that's just a good, affordable option for folks, and you give them a lot of heading in the right direction there when you head down to the shelter. And you mentioned recently, too, where you got some of the carrier options there for you, too, when you're leaving. So it doesn't get much easier than going down to the shelter and finding a new companion.
You're never going to regret having done this, folks. I mean, these are your forever companion animals. You're never going to regret having come down and picked out a pet.
All right. If they are going to come down, where do they need to go?
Sure. We're at the corner of Sunnyside and 2nd on the northwest edge of town. It's right there with the wastewater treatment plant.
And there are hours if you're going to stop by?
Monday through Friday, 2:30 to 5:30, and Saturdays from 8 to noon.
All right. And if folks have questions, they can call 243-2287 there at the shelter. If they don't answer, they can leave a message and they'll get back to you. And you can also find out information on the web as well.
Yep. You can go to petfinder.com and type in Atlantic zip code, or if you're on Facebook, you can go to the Atlantic Animal Shelter page.
All right. And we always have this program available for you online as well. In case you missed something here on the show, you can go to kjn.com and go to the programs page, and then go to the Ag Outdoor section, and that's listed there for you each week. And we try to get that linked up on Facebook as well. So good ways to connect with the show, and lots to going on at the shelter. We hope folks head on down there.
Absolutely. Tell your friends and family, and when you go see the animals, make sure you tell them you heard about them on KJAN.
All right. Thanks a lot, Andrea. And that's going to do it for Leash on Life.